Dangers in Overemphasis of Health Food Business. March 16, 1903. There is a special and great work to be carried in these last days in right lines. In these last days of peril, we must avoid anything that will be of a character to divert the minds of our people from the great work to be done. Our plans and devising may seem wise to accumulate means to accomplish certain results. But the aftershowing will not, in the end, prepare a people to stand in the last days of peril. When the large food factory was created in Los Angeles, the question was asked by one who knows the end from the beginning: who can furnish the facilities that are needed for such an extensive building? Where is the talent to work such a plant? One was presented to me viewing the building, and the questions were put firmly and pointedly again. Where is your ability? Where is your talent for the doing of the work thoroughly, as it will have to be done in order to produce results? There will be called to this plant workers young and old who will not have experience and will not be fitted to maintain their spirituality and preserve purity of soul. They will not, in this commercial line, produce sufficiently in proportion to the consumption of means in order to produce. The Lord has not given orders to exalt the food business to large proportions. More souls will be lost in connection with these food stores than souls saved by such an enterprise. Those who are preparing the way for the expenditure of means to make a great thing of this food factory will have deprived the cause of God of men, women, and youth to engage in a commercial line of work that will not help them at all in religious experience, in knowing how to perfect a Christian character that they may obtain eternal life, but prove a snare. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17, verse 3. Anything that shall be created to draw Seventh-day Adventists into these cities is a mistake. The corruption of the cities is as Sodom and Gomorrah. Place your sanitariums and schools out of the cities, where you shall dwell alone, and secure the very best talent for the sanitariums and the schools. No mammoth sanitariums will need to be created. But in many places there will be needed provision where the suffering community shall be accommodated, but away from the cities. The corruptions are increasing. Satan is stirred with a power from beneath to gather in his harvest, and every capability and every talent will need now to be educated and trained to do a special work which has not been done to enlighten the people as to what is truth. There is not now to be these great food factories. The satanic working in cities is such that, should these factories be created, they would be destroyed if there is not a compliance with the binding up in confederacies with the trade unions. Many lives will be sacrificed. I have had decided light upon this subject of the food factories, and the outlook is not favorable. This was presented to me at Los Angeles. The worst results will be to the souls that Christ has purchased with his own life. Next, destruction of properties, and destruction of souls as well as properties.